103.9 FM KNZA.
And we welcome you back to Donovan West High School, home of the Mustangs. It's our second match of our Twin Valley League try tonight. D-West gets a little bit of a breather after their straight sets win over Frankfort in the first matchup, 25-19, 25-19. So again, the Mustangs off until the final match. And our second match, it's going to be Axtell and Frankfort. Again, this Frankfort team coming off the sweep there to Donovan West. It snapped a six-game winning streak as well. And it looks like got some pregame festivities here with the Mustangs greeting the officials with some nice gifts. So how about that?
Yeah, it is senior night here for the teams are here. Yeah, they're giving some gifts to the officials, I'm sure, for
all right. Hard work, dedication to the sport. Definitely recognize both from covering here in the last year plus. So that was very nice. It was, by the way, senior night again here for Donovan West. So, again, they're off. We get Axel and Frankfort coming up here momentarily. You know, this Frankfort team will look to get back on track. This is an Axtell team that has more wins this year than they did a year ago, but still sitting towards the bottom of the TVL standings. Troy and Wetmore, the only teams behind them, but, you know, five wins in 26 matches, coming off an 0-4 weekend at Valley Falls, but certainly trying to be competitive and get something going tonight.
Yeah, Axtell playing with house money today for sure. As for Frankfort, trying to bounce back, just get out of here with a win, which is something that you can't say is too familiar territory to them considering how good they've been.
So the Wildcats, again, with the loss to D-West, now 15-11. They're 5-7 in TVL play. This Axtell team, 5-21. They are 2-8 in a TVL play. Rocking blue jersey tops. Frankfort still in their red uniforms. White numerals and lettering trimmed out in black. The red, white, and blue coloring for the Axtell Eagles, who, by the way, their football team, just dynamite.
Oh, yeah. We're just talking about them on Friday. That points per 48 minutes is up over 100 now, by the way, if you're wondering.
It's still probably my favorite stat to the actual football team because they just constantly end games at halftime. And if you just had a team in the state that could keep up with them, we could just play the most ultimate eight-man game where it's like 98-90. That'd be something that'd probably be like on
absolutely
SportsCenter or something. That's what you look for. But, again, we got Axtell and Frankfort here. Good stuff. Second matchup coming up here as they align everybody and make sure everyone is set. Frankfort will serve from right to left here in set one, coming off the straight set loss to Donovan West in the opener. So it's the second of our three matches here tonight inside the TBL. Thanks for tuning in. Brandon, Jared, Colin back in studio. We're underway. Frankfort with the serve. Now Axtell gets it to the front of the net, tip to the far side and out of play. Miss hit there by Allison Bussing. So just out of play, 1-0 Frankfort. When you're a team on the up and you're just trying to get something right, you got to limit mistakes. And speaking of mistakes, there's a service there sent out by Alexis Dollinghouse, so Axtell gets a freebie there. We're tied at one. It'll be Kylie Smith, a sophomore here to serve for the Eagles. Send it across with some good pace. The Wildcats set it front middle, taps, and it's not going to make it over. Good defense there on the front line by Axtell. Miss hit. That was Parthamer, and it's now 2-1, Axtell.
Yeah, the ball was a little bit too out in front of her. She tried to reach it out and send it over the net, but the ball was already coming down and didn't quite have enough height on it.
Smith once again to serve. For Axtell, 2-1 their lead here in the first set. Nearly getting an ace, and they do. I think it was mishit there by the Wildcats. So Kylie Smith doing a good job here serving for the Eagles. Now up 3-1, set one. So Smith will serve again. Donovan West and Axtell will be the final matchup of this try tonight. There's a set. Good defense on the back line. The libero, Emma Hazenkamp, a junior. And the Wildcats get a point here, put into the net by Allison Bussing, and it's now a 3-2 game here in set number one. And the Wildcats back to serve. It is Gross to serve. Axtell on the attack. They push it into the middle. And it's up against the net as it's mishit there by Natalie Strothman. And it's a 3-3 tie.
Good response after losing three of the last four, getting two back to tie it up.
Now Gross to serve once again. Hazenkamp sets it up front. Wildcats were there on the attack. They want to push it near side. Hardwick a spike and a good dig, but back to the side of the Wildcats. Now they have a third hit. Got to get it back over, and it is sent back over by Dollinghouse. Now it's up against the net. Still up against the net. Frankfurt has it now. Set it up for Hardwick. Her spike attempt is in. Emma Hardwick, front left to back right. She puts it home. A 4-3 Frankfurt lead.
Harshly tipped, but if that ball wasn't tipped, it might have been flying past into the stands. That ball had a lot of up on it.
Addie Gross, the junior, continues to serve. Roddinghouse will set it up front. There's the spike attempt blocked by the Wildcats defense. Axel gets it back, and then it's sent across by Kaylee Sandman, and that earns a point for the Eagles. We're tied 4-4.
And just as we mentioned last game, Frankfurt going with one blocker, not quite being as aggressive as they could be if they wanted to, but deciding to stay with one blocker here in this one.
Sandman, who just got the points, will serve. A 4-4 tie between Axtell and Frankfurt here in the first set. Sandman sends it across. Dollinghouse far side. Hardwick sets it up against the net, and a point for the Eagles. Miss hit there by Emma Hardwick, so they're certainly trying to get her going here early on in the first set. Eagles continue to serve now with a 5-4 lead. There's the serve from left to right. Dollinghouse pushing it backside. Parthamer's spike attempt is in. Taryn Parthamer, the senior, puts it home. And it's a 5-5 tie.
Nice pass by Bussman backwards. That's not easy to do, and it was executed perfectly.
Kaylee Schroller back in on the front line for Frankfurt. Stahlbomber is in for Axtell. Axtell on the attack here. They set it up. Sandman sends it over. Now the Wildcats have a chance. Push it front left for Hardwick. Spike it's hit back left, and it lands home. Pass it diving. Emma Hazenkamp, and a point there for the Wildcats. It's now 6-5. Parthamer sends it across. And two awkward hits, and Axtell has to get it over on a third try. They do. Setting up the Wildcats. Dollinghouse, the Hardwicker spike attempts. Good dig in the back line there by Hazenkamp, and the Wildcats back on the offensive attack. Sent over on a third try, and somehow lands in between the lines as Joey Bussman back turn to the net, just had to get it over and found a soft spot. It is now 7-5 Frankfurt. Parthamer, another serve. Axtell in the middle, pushing it front left. There's the spike attempt by Allison Bussing, but somehow on a wild hit from the back right, I think that was Gross, just stuck her hand out and somehow got it over.
Yeah, careened off the top of the backboard and came crashing down to the earth, and she's just basically threw her hand up and slapped it over, and it landed down on the Axtell side. Incredible.
If we had a sponsor for a play of the game, it would be that for sure, as Frankfurt gets another point here. It's a 9-5 advantage. So after being down 5-4, they've scored 5 straight to lead it now by 4. Eagles trying to get a little rhythm back. There's the set. There's the spike. It's out of play by Bussing. And it's 10-5, and Axtell wants a timeout. So Frankfurt on the move. They've scored 6 straight. 10-5 their lead here in set 1. We'll pause for 30. We're back in a moment.
Are you ready to take control of your debit card in just a few taps? A convenient, secure, and easy way to manage your debit cards has arrived in our mobile banking app. Just click on My Cards in your United Bank & Trust mobile app or visit www.ubankonline.com for more information.
Check out the United Bank & Trust mobile banking app. Take control of your debit card. More info at www.ubankonline.com.
Your sports authority. Candleland Radio.
Out of the timeout, first set continues. Frankfurt, they have rattled off 6 straight. They lead Axtell 10-5 here in that first set. Wildcats continue to serve. Eagles on a third try. Don't get much really going there, but just have to get it back over. Now the Wildcats back right. Slammed home this time by Maya Keller. But the Eagles here are able to keep it alive. Now they have to get it over on a third hit, and it's hit into the net, so it's mishit by Strothman there. Make it now 7 straight for the Wildcats. Their lead is 11-5. Parthamer continues to serve. Axtell gets it to the front of the net. Beautifully done, and it's spiked home. That was well set. Andre Kostel, a sophomore, puts that one home, makes it 11-6.
And I've said this on prior broadcasts, but when you have that little tiny set that just isn't very high in the air, and the attacker is ready for it, the hitter is ready for it, it's so impossible to time a good block on it.
Now that's going to be an ace here for Axel. It might have been too far, but Wildcats tried to save it on the back line. That was Strothman who earned that one. And it's 11-7, back-to-back points here by Axel. Strothman again. Here's Hardwick to Dollinghouse. Back to Hardwick. Spike attempt into the net. Point Eagles. 11-8. Back within three. So after Frankfurt rattled off seven straight, the Eagles have come up with three straight of their own. Dollinghouse having to keep it in play, and then Keller able to send it across. Eagles back on the attack, front middle. They push it to the near side. Spikes home, and it's a kill shot. As it's Chloe Strothman who puts that one down. 11-9, now four straight by the Eagles. So it's Natalie Strothman to serve, and very difficult play by Hardwick. Goes crashing into the chairs, but it's another point for the Eagles. And just like that, it's 11-10.
Glad that Hardwick's okay.
Yeah, everyone kind of stopped yet for a second, and she looks to be in a little bit of pain. Yeah, she went crashing into the chairs. And that should be a service error. So Strothman there too long on the serve. Big point for the Wildcats. It's now 12-10 in favor of Frankfurt. Joey Busman back to serve for the Wildcats. She'll send it across from right to left. Axel pushing it far side. This is Chloe Strothman on the attack, but Frankfurt there defensively. Hardwick on the kill shot, tipped in the air, and it's back over the net and out of play. The Wildcats earn this point. Make it 13-10, Frankfurt. Busman back to serve again. 13-10, the Frankfurt lead here in the first set over Axel. Up against the basketball hoop, and down it goes. Once again, we see that come into play. Positive for the Cats. They get the point, 14-10.
I mean, there's just one that's right over on top of the net.
It's on the side of Axel. It's really not affecting the Wildcats as much. So I think you'd be a little bit more of a disadvantage if you have that under you.
That's why they flip sides, I think.
That makes sense. Wildcats have it here. They push it for Dollinghouse. Her spike attempt didn't have much behind it, but found an opening. 15-10, so right after, this has been kind of a game of runs. Frankfurt rattled off seven straight. Axel then for five, and the Wildcats back with four straight their own. It is 15-10. Frankfurt with the lead, and make it 16-10. Maybe some miscommunication by the Eagles there, but
it was a tough return on that try. It was just a good serve that time by Busman.
Busman sends it across, continues to serve. Axel trying to get some momentum back. They set it up front right, battle at the net. Wildcats have it. Busman sets it up for Hardwick, leaves and spikes it home. Emma Hardwick, the kill shot, 17-10, a touchdown lead.
Yeah, Hardwick, after she came crashing in, she's had two kills since then. Looking very good after that play.
Yeah, sometimes you just need a shot to something and maybe gets you up and going. And certainly did not look like it felt very good running into some chairs. And she felt a little bit of pain, but she's coming back strong. Battle at the net, Dollinghouse tipped in the air, and I think Frankfurt gets this point. So it kind of dangles on top of the net. It hits the pole. Was it Axel because they were the last to touch it? And
no,
then it hits that pole.
The pole is out of bounds, so it was Frankfurt point.
Yep. Okay, so Frankfurt does get that point. 18-10 their lead. It's a quick timeout. We'll keep it right here. So Frankfurt, again, it's been a game of runs here in the first set. And you kind of got back and forth between the two. 5-4, Axel led early, and that's when Frankfurt rattled off seven straight. Axel followed that with five straight. Since then, seven more in a row by the Wildcats. 18-10 their lead here in the first set. See if the Eagles can get that little momentum swing that we normally see out of timeouts.
Yeah, they definitely need it right now. And there's just nothing that they can do to stop Frankfurt. They just, how you said, seven in a row?
Seven in a row.
Wow.
They've had 2 7 in a row runs, which is pretty wild. They scored their first four.
Yeah.
It was 4-4, and then they've gone touchdown, touchdown, with, I guess, a couple safeties and an extra point in between
there
if you want
to
add it up in football terms. But there's going to be an ace for Frankfurt out of the timeout as Busman continues to dominate on the serving end. Now 19-10, Frankfurt. Again, it'll be Donovan West and Axel in the final match of the evening. D. West swept Frankfurt in the first one tonight. Pair of 25-19 victories. Axel trying to get back. Frankfurt on a third try. They have to send it over, and they do. And that one is out, I believe. So a point for the Eagles there. It was nearly in. And that stops the bleeding. And now the Eagles need a run here down 19-11. Allison Bussing to serve. Does so from left to right. Here is Bussman to Dollinghouse, and she'll finish. Front left to back left. Alexis Dollinghouse, a point for the Wildcats. Their lead 20-11 here in set one. Hardwick back to serve, sends it across. Eagles on the back line. They push it front left. There's the spike attempt, but it's into the net. Kylie Smith couldn't quite get it over. 21-11, turning into kind of a dominant Frankfurt showing here in the first set now. Hardwick into the net with the serve, make it 21-12.
You're saying dominant for Frankfurt. That's exactly what they were hoping for, I would assume so, after a tough loss last match versus Donovan West. Come back responding, trying to get out of here with a victory.
And both teams went back and forth early in this first set, but had a seven straight point run by Frankfurt. They had another stretch where they went eight in a row. Their lead is 21-10, and this is going to be another point for the Wildcats. Chloe Strothman couldn't quite keep it in for the Eagles. Make it 22-12. Frankfurt trying to close out the first set here. Keller sends it across. Eagles kind of in the back, and they have to send it over. They do. And the Wildcats in the middle. Push it front left. It's Gross who sends it across. Strothman to the middle. And it's tapped on over. It's timed by Smith. Wildcats far side. And it's Parthamer who sends it over. Good rally between the two. There's the set off the top of the net. And a point for the Eagles. Put down by Haley Sandman. It's at 22-13. Libero, Emma Hazenkamp, back to serve here for Axel. Sends it across. Nice diving, sliding effort there by Gross to keep it alive. Now Dollinghouse sends it across. Eagles to the front of the net, and Gross makes a nice save. But the Eagles able to get the point here. Gross tripping over her own teammate kind of on the back line, and the Eagles take advantage. It is 22-14 Frankfurt.
And Jackson slid on the ground trying to save. It got ran into. That was a pretty big collision there.
All right, so here is Frankfurt on the attack. Third try, they send it over. Now the Eagles have it front of the net. They set it up for Smith, who taps it over with the finesse shot. Wildcats were ready for it. Here's Gross on the spike, but it's out. No good. 22-15. Three straight for the last five now for the Eagles. Kind of clawing back into it. Need to keep the run going, and that's a near ace, but a diving effort on the back line by Key for Frankfurt to keep it alive. From the net, and Axel puts it into the net. A big miss hit by Sandman makes it 23-15. So closing in on set point here are the Wildcats, and it will be Dollinghouse to try to do it with a couple of serves here. Eagles push it backside. Smith on the spike. Good diving save by Key. Pushed over by Bussman, but the Eagles keep it alive. That's too many hits by Axel. Set point here now, 24-15. So the Wildcats point away from winning the first set here against Axel. The Eagles need a big run to get back into it. They get it over on their third try. Frankfurt wants to clean it up. Gross with the finish. Good diving effort back line by Rottinghouse to keep it alive for Axtell. And there's one that's set up, hit too long by Strothman. A point for the Wildcats, and they will win this first set 25-15. So the first set going to the Frankfurt Wildcats. They beat the Eagles of Axtell 25-15. We'll take a 2.5-minute timeout. The second set is coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You don't have time for pain. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we know the value of quality physical, occupational, and speech therapy after illness or injury. Our comprehensive rehab program is here for you. With state-of-the-art equipment, highly qualified, experienced staff, and customized programs for our residents and outpatient clients, we're prepared to give you the attention you deserve. Let us help you get better faster at Life Care Center of Seneca. Call 785-336-3528.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Visit your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Don Fate in Holton.
The answer is yes.
Have you been shopping for insurance or financial services lately? There are so many choices today, so many decisions to make. Luckily, there's SBS Insurance Agency to help make your decisions easier. As your local insurance provider, they've been coming up with custom solutions for over 40 years. Make the right decision. Call your local SBS Insurance Agency today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This fall is a great time to spruce up your yard, and Heinen True Value Farm Supply and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca can rent you the equipment to make that job easier. Rent garden tillers, pull and push style aerators, fertilizer spreaders, lawn vacuums for all those leaves to pick up, gas-powered hedge trimmers and brush cutters, even tractors and sprayers. Rent the equipment you need for your fall yard cleanup and make the job so much easier. From Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental, behind every project is the true value.
State Farm, Kathy here.
Hey, it's Mike. My team just pulled off the biggest upset ever.
Nice, Mike.
And some fans are getting crazy. They even flipped over a car.
Whoa.
Turns out it's my car, though.
Oh.
But I don't want to be upset right now. I want to know State Farm's going to take care of this, right?
We got you covered, Mike.
Yes! Woo!
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
First set here in match two going to Frankfurt. 25-15 over Axel. Colin Feldkamp in studio. Brandon, Jared, all with you here tonight as we're down to, I believe, just a couple more volleyball broadcasts over the next 2 weeks. And then, lo and behold, we'll be just a few weeks out from regional play and state tournament action as well. So, and then you talk about high school football, we're down to the final 3 weeks of the regular season there. So fall sports are just cruising along. We flipped over to October now. Honestly, it's my favorite time of the year. Love this weather. Love
maybe
the sports
today,
that are going
today,
yeah, a little bit on the warmer side.
Better than 105.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So we're back to it. Frankfurt will look for the sweep here over Axel. Both teams going back and forth here on the first rally. Wildcats have it front of the net. They push it for Gross. Her spike attempt blocked in the air, and it lands home. Good effort there by the Axel front, but Frankfurt gets the first point 1-0.
I feel so far that Frankfurt is matching the intensity and the aggressiveness in their first match, but they're committing fewer mistakes in this one.
They switch sides, so this is Gross to serve from left to right. The Eagles set it up, and they'll get a point here. Nicely done by Natalie Strothman. She'll put it down, and we're tied 1-1. Frankfurt won the first set 25-15. It'll be Donovan West and Axel in the final match here tonight. Appreciate all of our area sports boosters throughout the whole year making our broadcast possible. Axel on a third try. Beautiful slap. Gets it over, but Frankfurt there defensively. Hardwick, they set it up for her, and she gets the kill. Might have been too long, but not enough time to get out of the way. Hardwick gets the kill. 2-1 is the Frankfurt lead.
A lot of MPHs on that one right there.
MPH. What do they call it whenever you're on, like, a roller coaster? G-Force?
Yeah.
I don't know if that has anything to do. I don't think that has anything to do with volleyball, but just thought of that randomly as the Wildcats get an ace here.
Might
by
catch
Keller.
A few G's if you take one of those to the face, that's for sure.
I catch a few G's, and I mean, if you want to pay me a few G's to take one off the face.
We're getting off the rails here.
I know. 3-1, the Frankfurt lead. Make it 3-2 as Keller with the service error there. She'll come out, and he comes back in. So Axel will serve, trailing 3-2. We'll get another sub in as well. I believe it's going to be Kylie Smith. No correction. That is Kostel who comes back in on the front line. So Axel to serve, down 3-2, early second set. They need this one against Frankfurt to force a third, and Hardwick there again for a point. Make it 4-2. So Hardwick, couple early kills for the Wildcats here in the second set. Certainly a key difference. A couple of those rallies in the first set, and there's another point here by the Wildcats. getting a little bit of momentum, make it 5-2. Bussman continues to serve. Bussman with a hard serve. Axel gets it to the front of the net, but turned around was Kylie Smith. Kind of lost where it was, and now three straight. Five of the last six here by the Wildcats. Early 6-2 lead. Bussman to serve. It hits up high in the air. Smith will set it up. There's the spike attempt. Good dig on the back line by Gross, but Bussman can't save it. So finish there by Bussing. Allison Bussing puts it away, makes it a 6-3 Frankfurt lead.
Yeah, Axel hasn't really had very many opportunities the last 4 points. Axel has only touched the ball four times.
Well, it's only showing 5 Trey on the scoreboard. Thought it was 6-3. See if that's switched or not. As it shows, 5-3, the Frankfurt lead. There's a beautifully set piece there by Hardwick. She'll put it away, and I guess that will be point number 6. Must have been off there. So 6-3 now, the Frankfurt lead. As Hardwick will go back to serve. Hardwick from back right to back middle. Axel gets it to the front of the net and has to get it over. Key up front. Bussman, far side. Gross to spike attempt. And saved on the back line here by the Eagles. They get it across. Bussman puts it back in the air. Dollinghouse sends it very high in the air as Gross taps it across. Eagles get it back, push it to the backside. Strothman on a kill shot. Hit in the air. Frankfurt trying to keep it alive. They get one more crack at it, and they get it back over. Now it's up against the net, and it's back up here on the side of the Wildcats. Now up against the net. It's going to be double hit by Bussman, and after all that, Axel gets the point. Make it 6-4.
And I tell you what, though, Frankfurt, they communicate very well. You can hear even the bench here in front of us. I mean, they talk and they do a good job making sure they're in the spot they need to be. Rotation is working very well. Reason why they're doing so well right now.
One of the few seniors, Allison Bussing, to serve, and she can't keep it inside the lines there. Makes it 7-4, Frankfurt. We'll get the serve back. It will be Troller to serve. They bring back Keller on the front line. Troller sends it across. Smith for Axel, and going the wrong direction, and it goes into the net. So I think they were trying to set it up for the front of the net and just miss hit in the opposite direction. Frankfurt gets the point, 8-4. It's a double-up lead. Troller to serve, sends it across. Smith front left. Eagles push it far side. This is Kostel, but nicely defended here. Dollinghouse now sets it up, and Bussman has to get it across. Eagles to the front of the net. They push it over. Gross. They want to set up Gross. Taps it over with the right hand. Good rally by both sides. The Eagles have it. Here's Smith on a kill shot. Blocked. Gets it back over. Bussman now for the Wildcats. Front left to Gross. It's popped in the air. Stahlbomber keeps it alive. Up against the net. Still up against the net. Now the Wildcats have it again. Gross. Two hands. Pushes it across. And it's going to be a point. There's that finesse. The short left to short right after a long, lengthy rally. 9-4, Frankfurt gets the point.
It was definitely a little sloppy of a rally. I mean, it's not great passes. They had one going off the backboard, but somebody had to get a point there.
Somebody had to get the point. Frankfurt did. Troller continues to serve. Here's Gross, and after kind of a double hit, but gets it back over. Hardwick to the center. Bussman across. Gross to spike. Tipped in the air. Axel keeps it alive. They got one more hit. It's slapped over, tipped in the air. Hardwick keeps it alive here for Frankfurt. They set it up for Gross. It's blocked, but in play. Wildcats get the point, 10-4.
Exciting past couple points. That was a really good rally there as well.
Well, certainly we've had a good string of rallies between the two here in the last few, but Frankfurt's just coming away with them. Tipped in the air. Now back up against the net, and Smith for Axel slaps it against the net. Makes it 11-4, and I think we're going to get a timeout. Well, right now, it's all Frankfurt, 11-4 here in the second set after they took the first set 25-15. We'll step aside for a quick 30. We're back in a moment here on KNZA.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals. Guidance with the latest technology. On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule. If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
K-N-Z-A.
KNZA.
Frankfurt with the lead, 11-4 here in set two over Axtell. Wildcats won the first set 25-15, trying to make it a clean sweep here. In set number two, Donovan West swept Frankfurt in the first match of the night, a pair of 25-19 winners. So Axtell and D. West will be our final match of the evening after this one, as Frankfurt can close it out here in set two. Out of the timeout, tip to the front of the net. Wildcats have it on their side. Far side to Gross. Spike attempt back left. Good diving save. Axtell able to get it back across. Now it's up off the basketball hoop and stays down for Schroller, who sends it across. Axtell gets it back. They push it back, and it's off the top of the net. Dollinghouse to Bussman. Far side for Gross, and she puts it into the net. The Eagles finally battle and get a point there, now trailing 11-5. The Eagles now back to serve. It's going to be Rottinghouse. Waits for the word and sends it across. Hardwick to Bussman, front of the net, and just kind of miss it there by Bussman, and up against the net it goes, makes it 11-6.
The past couple passes have not been very crisp out of the timeout.
Rottinghouse continues to serve for the Eagles. She'll send it across. Hardwick bumps it, set, spike attempt there by Gross, but the Eagles play it well defensively. And the Eagles get a point here. Nicely played up front by Smith, makes it 11-7. So out of the timeout, the Eagles have rattled off three straight, and they're back to within four.
Giving credit to Axtell, because they've been blocked quite a bit up front, but they're still staying aggressive, not trying to overcompensate, hitting them long.
Rottinghouse, another serve. Going down to get it. Bussman has it. Now it's Gross, who is blocked at the front of the net. Good defense up front. That was Chloe Strothman, a part of that group, and big point, makes it 11-8. Axtell's lead, or deficit, now cut to three. Another serve by Rottinghouse. Bussman up front. They push it to the center. Keller spikes it into the net. Point for the Eagles. 11-9. Five straight now for Axtell. Rottinghouse to serve. Axtell with the momentum here right now in set two. Gross blocked again by Strothman at the front of the net. And the Eagles get another point. Also there is Sandman, and it's 11-10. This is by far and away the best we have seen the Eagles here tonight in this latter part, and there's going to be a double hit. The basketball hoop again coming into play. And just like that, it is seven straight for the Eagles, and we are tied at 11. Another serve. Frankfurt trying to stop this run by Axtell, and it's sent over by Hardwick. Axtell pushing it to the front of the net. They set it up. There's the spike attempt, and it's way too long by Sandman. And a much-needed point for the Wildcats makes it 12-11. So that stops a run of seven straight by the Eagles. Frankfurt back in front, 12-11, but it's a whole different ballgame now here in set two. Dollinghouse to serve. Axtell on the attack, and a good play by Dollinghouse to keep it alive. And on a third hit, Bussman able to get it over. Eagles showing some pressure. Strothman a spike, but it's out of play. Missing Chloe Strothman, the junior. Back-to-back points by Frankfurt makes it 13-11.
The adrenaline's kicked in for Axtell, sending a couple of those shots long.
Alexis Dollinghouse, another serve. Eagles pushing it towards the front of the net. A third slap shot by Smith, and it's too strong. Another miss hit by the Eagles up front makes it 14-11. Long serve, but Axtell keeps it alive, and it's sent across here. Good dig by Key, and nobody there. Keller, not for some reason, it might have gone over, but the point for the Eagles, 14-12. They trail by two. It is Hazenkamp to serve for Axtell. Far side, and there's a slap shot by Bussman, who puts it down. Joey Bussman, the senior, makes it 15-12. Addie Gross back to serve, sends it across. Nice diving save there by Hazenkamp to keep it alive. She'll hit it over on a third try, but it's too long. 16-12, Frankfurt.
That's the fourth point out of the last five that Axtell has lost a point by hitting it too far.
So just little mistakes right now, letting Frankfurt get back out in front here in the second set. They won the first set 25-15. Far side, they set it up for Hardwick, sends it across, not much pace. Eagles have it back. They set it up with the spike attempt there. Missed by Sandman. Hardwick able to get it back across on a third hit here for the Wildcats. There is Smith, and it is out too strong. The Wildcats get another point, 17-12. So after Axel fought all the way back to tie it 11-11, six of the last seven by the Wildcats, their lead is 17-12. Gross to serve to the front of the net. Busman, and I think they say here that it's going to be a violation committed by the Eagles. Point for the Wildcats, 18-12. Their lead is six. Patty Gross continues to serve, sends it across. Eagles trying to get another push here. They need this one to force the third set. Wildcats won the first set 25-15. Rally continues. Here is Butzman on the spike, but she goes into the net. 18-13. Frankfurt by five. Eagles back to serve with Kylie Smith. Smith serves. Good pace to it. A dig by Hardwick. They set up Hardwick for the spike, and she goes into the net. 18-14. The lead is trimmed to four.
An issue for Frankfurt so far this set has kind of been some of the passes haven't been the best and haven't been able to set their attackers.
Back-to-back points by the Eagles. 18-14. The Frankfurt lead here in set two. Key on the back line. Dollinghouse pushing it near side. Keller slaps it into the net. Just really unforced errors here by the Wildcats, keeping the Eagles alive as they're now down 3, 18-15. Smith again to serve. She'll send it across. Here's Hardwick, slaps it over with the right hand. Eagles are ready for it. They push it front middle, slap down, and the save on the back line by Key, and somehow Busman gets it back over. There's a slap shot put down by Natalie Stroffman. 18-16, now four straight by the Eagles. They're down two.
That was a nice little backwards touch pass by sophomore Callie Smith.
Well, it's been hot and cold here for the Eagles in set two. They've looked good at times. They've given up some points, but right now they got back on the warm side and continuing to warm up as they get another point here. 18-17, they're back to within one.
That was an ace. Just a misread on that serve. Rode up a little bit too high on the forearms. And it went into the stands.
Smith will continue to serve. Axel's now come back with five straight. And make it six. And we're tied at 18. And now we get a timeout for Frankfurt. So it's down the home stretch here and set to 18-18. So let's go back to when this was a 6-4 Frankfurt lead in set two. Once it got 6-4, Frankfurt rattled off five straight. After that, Axtell rattled off seven straight. After that, Frankfurt went on a stretch where they scored seven of the next eight. And since then, Axtell has scored six straight.
Yeah, kind of just shows that volleyball is all about being a game of momentum. But I tell you what, though, and most of those points in this most recent run by Axel have been off of Frankfurt mistakes. There's only one of those points during this run that was off of a kill by Axel.
Well, certainly when you're a team just trying to get some things on track, you'll whether it's a mistake by you or a mistake by the other team, you just got to see some points go your way. And right now you see maybe a little bit more pep in the step for Axel coming out of that timeout, needing this third set or this second set to force a third set. Frankfurt won the first set 25-15. We're deadlocked at 18 here in set two out of the timeout. Good serve by Axel. Hardwick gets it to the front. Dollinghouse gets it over. Axel a chance here to take the lead. Smith lets it fly. Spike attempt blocked by Busman there. Good defense by Frankfurt. Frankfurt gets it back. Hardwick with the set. Push far side. Hardwick with the kill. Deflected. And Frankfurt gets the point. Much needed. 19-18. That stops the run of six straight by the Eagles. Rotation. Sub is in. Parthamer is in. Troller is out. Keller to serve here for Frankfurt, leading 19-18 in set two. send it across. Dug up by McClellan. Good one-handed save and into the net, and the Eagles earn the point. Frankfurt had a chance there, but another mistake on a third hit, and it's 19-19. As each team will rotate a fresh body in. It's going to be Sandman back to serve. And she goes into the net, and a free point for the Wildcats. 20-19, their lead is one.
In a set where it's been Frankfurt committing most of the mistakes, Axel just needs to get one to play. Can't try to be too aggressive there.
So Busman back to serve for Frankfurt. They lead it 20-19 here in set two. Eagles on a third hit have to push it over. They do. Now the Wildcats want to set it up. Busman up front. Far side, Hardwick. Slab shot is in. Deflected but lands home. And the Wildcats lead is two at 21-19.
Pivotal point right here.
21-19, Frankfurt trying to close it out in straight sets. The Eagles need this one to force a third. They get it on a third hit, send it over, and it's mishit by Gross and into the stands, and the Eagles get that point to get within one. It's 21-20. It's one of those ones where you're on the back line, you're just kind of a split-snap decision. You don't know if it's going out or going in, and maybe kind of hesitate and just want to make sure you commit. Push it here to the near side. What a slap, and
wow.
Somehow is put down by Emma Hardwick. We thought we had seen it all today. It looked like that one was dead to rights, but somehow got away from the play and just somehow got it back in, and no one was there for Axel.
That was impressive. No
22-20.
Probably the second most impressive play I've seen today.
Yeah,
I would say
probably.
The one-handed backhand slap over down earlier in the first match was a little more impressive, but still, incredible job staying with the play and putting it in a spot where they needed to. I mean, the incredible awareness. That one wasn't really a blind shot. She knew exactly what she was doing there.
Trying to stay away, and we got a timeout, by the way. 22-20, Frankfurt by two here and set two. She was moving to her right, out of play, and she was trying to keep herself like away from running into the scores table. Looked like she almost had a hand down and then just swung her right hand through and somehow just got it back over, kept it inside the pole, and it was a very impressive shot. I mean, I don't think we're describing it as well as we probably could be for the fans listening at home, but it was certainly an impressive shot and a big point as well. So 22-20, the Frankfurt lead out of the timeout. Busman a near ace, but the Eagles are able to get it back over. Here is Dollinghouse to the front of the net, slapped over by Parthamer. Eagles now get it front of the net. Dollinghouse in the air. Busman pushing it far side. Gross kills it and puts it home. It kind of flirted with the basketball hoop up top. The Wildcats kept it composed. And ultimately Gross puts it home. 23-20. They're closing in on match point. Eagles have one more push. Gross battling at the net. Eagles push it back over. Dollinghouse, backside push for Gross. Another spike attempt launched in the air. And what was the call?
It was put in a spot to where it's basically you just have to redo the point.
Okay, so nothing there. So it stays 23-20. Frankfurt to serve. It is Hardwick. Send it across with some good pace. Eagles were there for it. Here is a slap shot into the net as Kostel mishit it. 24-20. It is now match point here for Frankfurt. Give all the credit in the world to Axel, hanging tough. They need a run now to keep this one alive. Eagles on a third try. They got to get it over. They cannot, and that'll do it. 25-20. Frankfurt holds on. They survive. And that is the end of our second match here tonight. We got one more to go. It's senior night for Donovan West. And we'll recognize the seniors between this last match. But the final one will be Donovan West and Axtell. But this one is a Frankfurt sweep, 25-15, 25-20 over the Axtell Eagles. So a little bit shorter of a break this time around. We'll send it back to the studio, maybe 10 minutes or so. Colin will take care of you, keep you locked in. We'll come back in about 10 minutes or so, get you ready for the final match of our broadcast tonight, which will be Donovan West and Axel. Until then, send it back to the studio for a tight 10. We're back in a bit here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.